This is the Soundcheck Podcast.
This is Soundcheck. I'm John Schaefer. The band New Madrid is the latest to come from that alternative rock assembly line that we call Athens, Georgia. You know, the town that gave us R.E.M., the B-52s, Neutral Milk Hotel, and the rest of the Elephant Six Collective. Well, New Madrid plays an arty brand of psych pop, and they've just released their latest album called Magnet King, Magnet Queen. All one word, by the way. And they're here today to play some of that album for us. This first track is a short one called Not Up to Me. It's the band New Madrid live on Soundcheck.
Wait up, stay up, wait up. Wait up, stay up.
Oh,
That's the band New Madrid pummeling their way through two of the shorter songs from their new album called Magnet King, Magnet Queen. We heard Not Up to Me, and that led directly into 36 Grams of Sugar. Phil McGill singing and playing guitar, Graham Powers on guitar doing some backing vocals, Ben Hackett on bass and more vocals, and Alex Woolley behind our drum kit here in the Soundcheck studio. Both Phil and Ben joining me at the mics. Good to have you guys here.
Thanks for having us.
So Phil, on the record, these are two separate tracks. You're doing them together live. How different are the live versions of these songs from what we get on the record?
Some nights it's like exactly the same, and then other nights it's we sort of grow out from that. But it's typically, I don't know, we might accentuate a certain part of the song or that, but with these two, they've just kind of played into each other, and it's been purely a live, live thing.
Well, you know, you guys, with your first couple of records, had this kind of reputation for being a sort of psych jammy band. And when we think, and, you know, you do have a 7-minute and an 11-minute song. So, you know, people expect that kind of Grateful Dead, Fish sort of wandering in the desert for 40 minutes kind of thing. That doesn't happen?
Yeah, we're not really, we don't jam in that sense. It's more kind of like noise experiments of just like, I don't know, meditative things.
Mm-hmm.
More in the, I don't know.
It's less of like a improvised noodling thing and more of like a soundscape kind of.
Right.
Experimentation.
So, you know, the idea of bands like Sonic Youth, you know, using guitars, maybe not as recognizable guitars, but as sound sources.
Right, yeah. Mm-hmm. Sometimes it's just about trying to make the guitar not sound like the guitar at all.
Yeah. So what about the making of this record, Magnet King, Magnet Queen? Now, you've worked with the same producer over the course of several records.
Yeah.
But it seems like each time you guys found a different way to approach making
record. We've worked with David Barbie for our last three records, first three records. And it has changed a little bit. The first one we did in a few days. The second one we did at Chase Park Transduction, all tape.
Everything was analog, yeah.
And then this record we eliminated as much of a demo process as we could in terms of all of us as a band. We're still writing songs and recording them over the course of a year or so, but this one we actually went with David up to a lodge in Tennessee and did like the first, we did a bunch of songs and ended up like half the record kind of came from that session.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the way we had planned it was like, okay, instead of just going up there and acting like this is just, we're not going to use any of it, it's like, let's use as much of this as we can and cut out the middleman from like demo to record, like album version, because sometimes when you get a great demo, there's just such like good energy on it, you know?
Well, you know, Goethe famously said, first thought, best thought. And, you know, when you're working like that, you're pretty close to your first musical thoughts, it seems.
Right.
And the title, Magnet King, Magnet Queen, it's all one word, but the theme of magnetism, I mean, people who buy the vinyl version get a magnet with the record, right?
Yeah, there is a magnet.
So does that mean anything to you guys?
It does.
And what? Do you care to share with the rest of the class? Or
I don't know. It's like, I wouldn't necessarily say the record's about necessarily king and queens, but it's definitely more about magnets and sort of just, I don't know, magnetism in general.
Being drawn to things and not knowing why, I guess, or not having reasons. It's not like a specific thing.
Right. It's the idea, too, that, like, you know, like birds in particular have magnets in their bones, and that's how they are able to have direction, a sense of direction.
Yeah. But this is not a concept album, though.
No.
It is all over the place time-wise. You know, you played two short pieces for us. There were some much longer pieces on the record as well. So, you know, are you kind of, you feel like you're playing with song form?
Definitely. That this one just has a lot more songs. We're always kind of exploring what we can do with the song and the length of it. It's out of our hands sometimes with regards to that. We'll just play something like, oh, this feels good. And we've definitely tried to like go in and cut up longer songs, and it just doesn't make sense. It changes what the song's about.
Well, the one you're going to play for us next, this one called Darker Parts, you know, clocks in at something like 6 minutes on the record. And, you know, that's a little long for radio, but since we're
public radio, we can handle it. You want to play that for
us? Yeah, let's do that.
All right. The band is New Madrid. The album is called Magnet King, Magnet Queen. That's all one word. And the band playing some of it for us here in the Soundcheck studio today. This song is called Darker Parts.
Down.
Once again, the band New Madrid from Athens, Georgia, here in our New York studio playing live for us on Soundcheck, and that is called Darker Parts. It's from the latest album by New Madrid called Magnet King, Magnet Queen. Once again, Phil McGill singing and playing guitar, Graham Powers on guitar, Ben Hackett on bass, and Alex Woolley behind the drum kit. And Phil, you were talking before about trying to make the guitar sound like it's not a guitar. And, you know, we got to hear a little bit of that, especially the second half of that song, right?
Yeah.
So the album, Magnet King, Magnet Queen, is now what, the third full-length by the band?
Yes.
And you guys have been based in Athens the whole time, right?
Pretty much. Yeah, we put out our first record kind of like soon after we all moved together down there. And first couple years, we were living in different cities and...
Uh-huh. What brought you to Athens? Was it the university?
I went to school down there, and that's why I originally moved to Athens. But I went to school there because of the music scene, and
right.
I grew up a few hours north of there, so it was just always the light on the hill, right. Especially musically speaking.
And so, Ben, are any of you from New Madrid in Missouri?
No, but funny thing. We had been a band for like 2 years, and my dad's dad, my papa, he said, "Well, you do know that you pronounce your name wrong, right? It's New Madrid, Missouri." And I was like, "Yeah, I know, papa. Like, we read it on the internet. We didn't, you know, it's not like after one specific thing either." And he's like, "Well, I should know because I was born there."
In New Madrid.
Yeah, and I was like, dude, I've been in this band for like 2 years, and you never told me that? Like, what? Are you just making this up right now?
Uh-huh.
So I don't know if he's just full of it or, you know.
So did you name the band after the city in Missouri, or was it named after the Uncle Tupelo song, which is also called New Madrid?
It's more inspired by like the earthquake that made the Mississippi River run backwards and the Real Foot Lake, which I imagine New Madrid's kind of named after the fault lines. It's sort of more in that lore.
Okay. All right. This album seems to look occasionally to Germany, especially like bands like Michael Rother and Neu from like the late 70s, circa 1980. There's a track called Guai Lo, which is like one of the big long excursions on the record, which really reminds me of some of Michael Rother's stuff. Was he kind of in your mind's ear?
It's definitely music that we listen to.
All sorts of stuff like that is like good van jams and like pretty consistently on our record player at home.
And how did you guys, I mean, you know, this would have been music made before you were born. How did you get into it?
The internet.
Yeah.
Pretty much like all of our music that's like, even though a record could be 20 to 30 years old, it might as well be, you know, a year old.
Right.
Whenever it's like, and we've always been lucky to be music listeners where that was the case. Like I remember when YouTube was barely around and it was like Singing Fish just trying to find like streaming songs, and now it's like having access to start listening to those and then continue listening, you know.
But the problem is with everything there, how do you know where to begin, you know? And so to find bands like Can and Neu and Harmonia and all these, you know, so-called krautrock bands, you have to know to look for them.
For sure.
That's like another cool thing about Athens is that like people are always talking about like good stuff that they're listening to.
Mm.
And it's like, it's not something where it's like, oh, what are you listening to? It's like, oh, the new this and the new that and the new this. People can, there are like some really good record stores there that don't just rely on new releases, and they put out stuff for people. They're like, here are our weekly picks.
And then Noi, too, that was like Harmonia. Whenever I found Brian Eno and like his ambient music, that's what kind of sent me down that particular path.
Yeah.
It's like not being able to sleep when I was in high school and looking for long songs. It's like I always put on music to help me fall asleep. And that's kind of what Guaylo is it's like a song that you can do, and it can either be in the background or it can be very present. You can use it for anything. It's functional music.
Almost exactly the words that Eno used to describe his ambient music, you know, something that's as ignorable as it is interesting. So, all right, so we're speaking with the members of New Madrid, hearing them play some live songs for us. You want to do Don't Hold Me Now next?
Yep,
all right.
Sure.
This is another track from the new album, which is called Magnet King, Magnet Queen. This song is called Don't Hold Me Now. Band is New Madrid. Don't Hold Me Now is the name of that song. Live performance here on Soundcheck. You'll find all of these songs on the band's latest record, which is called Magnet King, Magnet Queen. And they've been playing some of them for us here in our Soundcheck studio. Phil, before you guys came here, you did a gig at the Dogfish Brewery Pub, right?
Yeah.
What was that like?
Rehoboth Beach. It's a lot of... Our sets are normally a little short, but this was a two 60-minute sets, so we got to dig back into our catalog.
And I imagine, Ben, that the beer in the green room is probably pretty okay.
Oh, yeah. Beer's good. They make good beer.
Yeah, they do. They do. So that seems like it might have been a memorable performance. I know there's lots more still to come as you guys support the new record. It's called Magnet King, Magnet Queen. The band is New Madrid. Thanks for coming in and playing for us today.
Thanks for having us.
Thanks.
That does it for this edition of the Soundcheck podcast, but there's much more on our website, our weekly music roundup, our daily gig alerts, and of course, our Soundcheck podcasts, bringing you live music and videos and lots more. That's at soundcheck.org. I'm John Schaefer. See you next time.